When I saw protesters wakivunja windows na tables at parliament, I was thinking to myself, there's a Kenyan somewhere smiling. Because nyinyi mnaona distraction, but yeye anaona tender.
Window of opportunity. Yeah.
Yes. Furniture.
Anaona tender. Yes. So according to Mimi, don't be surprised. So inasema... of
information.
Mm. Of the kitu ilikuwa interesting nayo ni the fact walikuwa nafikiria they can pull that off.
Mm.
Alafu saa hizi hii kitu imehappen. Now, sisi kama wase wako social media to make sure KFCB kianza ujinga. Sisi tuna propaganda machine ya TikTok utahitaji license tupatane town. Ah, jinga watulia because hizo ndio vitu hatufai ku allow. You know the government can just wake up and decide you need a license to post on YouTube.
From a the person who came up with that, even from a practical standpoint, even let's say worst case scenario it was implemented.
Yeah.
How?
Sasa jali sitakuwa sikupendi so utapost. Wewe nakupenda utapost. Alafu when you na post make sure every month unanipatia.
So how they vet let's even say conservatively 300,000 people, how will they vet everything that needs to go online?
Sitakuwa hiyo wewe nipatie 20% yako ya every month alafu nikuachia. They'd end up super rich. They wanted to do it for themselves.
And we've I wanted to ask before people have always said this whole IMF and how Ruto is governing has a Western connotation.
Mm.
So what's do you think there's any Western in his response? Do you
think there's so. Because mwana ile picha imekuwa go around ile nasema ati IMF does you, not stop it just starts the fire.
Yeah.
Kitu kama hiyo.
So if it doesn't stop it lights the fire.
Yes, it lights the fire. So I feel like because it is stories are taxes. I think even the infamous clip ya West Wing ule mlami ubonga why Africa is not rich. Have you ever heard him say that we charge high taxes so that we can show whoever we are borrowing money from that we can raise enough revenue to whatever? So you see, that's the same thing he was doing. He was charging high taxes to onyesha nini, but sasa yeye the wastage is there traveling. Like saizi ame cancel his first trip. He needs to go for therapy.
Blanda.
Mwesiki ame cancel
his trip. Saizi ame jam you guy. Saizi ame jam. Press conference ingine you guy.
Yeah, alikuwa nafaa kuishia kwa hali.
Uyo bodyguard atapigwa kofi. Uyo bodyguard wa nyuma you guy.
Yeah.
Atatanka ame mslap. Because unajua, usisahau.
You start tripping.
Anaendaga na jeshi. Anaendaga na mbogi. Kuna mbogi enye ilikuwa tiari shaba itu beach shots you guy. Lakini ishongwa you guy alikuwa mshaba itu shot to a beach. Wako like Gen Z. We'll never forgive Gen Z.
Do you think there was a Western hand in his hardline response yesterday?
No, that's just him. That's just his character. Anakuwa gamsewa iko nene. Najua like, I can do whatever I want to do. Like waso wengi anamjua, anajua ga like temper. He doesn't know how to control his temper. Unakunga ile time akisema karibu aslap Uhuru when Uhuru was president. So that's
it. And that was based off the idea that this guy was willing to let it go.
Yeah.
Like he could not imagine. That's how.
Kuna jamaa muuliza swali moja very critical kwa mtandao leo. Amesema kama ana react hivi juu ya bill, ata reactaje juu ya elections.
Elections. That's
deep. Elections si bill. Elections ni home.
Ni kupack. Ile room uli ile room uli repair na 1 billion. Ile by that time utakuwa ume repair na 5 billion. President mwingine ni anakuja hapa kuna matako. It's going to take...
I know some of those things were some of the indicators that this guy was not planning to go after. Because why would you renovate like that? People like, this guy is preparing maybe to stay next
time. Hata ukiangalia activities za watu wake, especially UDM, ni mtu mwenye, ni kama anam groom for 10 years. Kuteko over something. Because kama kwa kiongea, ni kama kalida, kama youth. Mwazi yo speech ulikuwa nasema, alitoa yo speech jana.
Jana Lin Ngugi amemwambia shut the fuck up.
Ni kama leader wa youth. Budako ndio anafanya tunauana na unaongea, ni kama wewe ndio leader wa youth.
But I don't understand that thought process. Someone needs to, me one day I want to take a real peek behind the curtain of some of these thought processes. It's either they don't rate us at all. They think we're
stupid
on another level. Like for her to come up with such a statement.
My father has been whatever.
Best interest at heart.
Your statement ilikuudhijua alisema amejua budake for 30 years.
Kwani sisi tumejua budake tu miaka ngapi? Una BMK ndio binadamu wa kwanza kwa 30 years.
Yeah, hata tuenjoy raha. Sisi tu amejua budake.
Mbuyu ananijua for 30 years you guy. Mbuyu ananijua for 30 years. Mbuya mekaa somewhere.
Yes, of course tunajua point. Yeah. The point you're putting across. Like we don't give a fuck how long you've
been. As in, ili kwa make sense, yeye kusema anajua character ya budake.
Yeah.
Izo, wamekaa na budake. Because sisi, hatujakaa na budake, but tunajua effects. Za vitu zenye budake anadu.
Yeah.
Because tuko kwa ground. Budake akisema mafuta ikuwe A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Internet, VAT, unasikia inafika ma 18%. Si hivyo ndo tunajua baba yake. Si hatujui ile dadi dadi mkate. Hatujui hiyo.
But sasa, sasa nataka tuwa, ni kuwapigisha trajectory ingine. Mbaya kabisa. Kwa nataka views zenyu. Alafu tupongejua polisi. Because in Kenya, I have a feeling that the police are the reason why Kenya haijai fika the levels we should reach. And with that, I mean that every time citizens come and fight for their rights, the police are used to suppress them. The police are used to shoot them. Unajua, like, kuna images za kina Jonjo wakichapwa. Alikuwa tu Jonjo, no?
Njoya. Yeah, the priest.
Njoya. Njoya.
The priest, yes.
Yes, Njoya kichapwa. All these images
yeah.
are because of the police. Sindio? So I say, what do you think, kama mnafikiria, do you feel the same that the police ndio the reason we are here? Because wasu usemaga opposition, wasu usemaga cowardice, like hata nakunku kisema cowardice, I think ndio self-preservation, but mtanipatia reason zenyu. I feel like the police, we need to come up with a way where they feel like they are part of us. But, sir, nyinyi view zenyu?
I think historically, if you look at, I think the culture of police in Kenya has a colonial history. So I think that step, that feeling of you are cut above the people who are oppressed because you're uniformed and you have power that's given by way of orders. So I think there's a rich culture in the police force that of course is slowly waning as generations change, but is still there. These guys still work on orders. And remember, one of the most corrupt arms of government is the police system. So I'm sure there's a section of police, maybe high up there, that, as you said earlier, self-preservation. If these guys work on a quota system being that every day guys have quotas to meet, that money goes up, however it goes up, of course, they can easily be used. But now, with yesterday, there was many, I saw many groups on social media, guys were saying that roundy police were kind of, there are sections of the protest where police were kind of giving guys a pass, which means even them, they are fed up. There's a certain level they've reached where they are fed up with this whole thing.
Yeah. Kujua, kuna kwa gana switch, we sim Kenya, zima hii part, you're just there for Ruto, you're there for Uhuru, you're there for Kibaki, you're there for Moi. Sijai understand. Mr. Rapcha, kuzwe as a slum dweller, ni former slum dweller. The police?
Police unajua, mi waga, kuna vile sipendi vile wanadu, but nawaelewa. Juni wakua na maarifu katha, wenye ni makarao. You guys, kama kuna watu wanapitia poverty in this country, you guys ni makarao. Unambaka ile njumu yenye anava? You guys, socks, juu. Unapata mpiga socks kituka 3 months. Hajawahi toa. As in wanakuanga wanapitia maisha ingine ngumu sana. Sabu do ni kidogo. So kiwawe ni karao, na uwemua utakuwa corrupt. You gonna jump back a fair kwenda town unakosa.
Yeah.
Unakosa because I think constable ni 18k. And then ikitoka hapo inakuja mpaka around 25k kwa mwezi. And then kuna wale wako 40k wale wako juu kidogo. So unaona hizo raya. Sometimes hata mimi naona kuvunja raya kwa streets. Ni frustrations hizo za kukosa.
Ni therapy.
You guy ni therapy jo. Juu unaweza pigwa rungu nyingine.
Lakini sasa shida ni unanipigaje? Kana kupigania. Because I feel like your mentality ya makarao ni kama mentality yetu ya tukivote. Where we don't choose the best amongst us. We choose someone who won't take care of our interests. Because the country that we fight for would be a very good country for police. Najivo? That country that they beat us when we are fighting for. It would be a very good country for them. Because without corruption, they'll get higher salaries. Without corruption, instead of kuripea state house, tuta watengenezi ya manyumba. So, Ian?
I think ni the doctrines that they follow through the training. This is a force, they are not taught on the importance of human life. I think hiyo inakuanga too scrapped. Ni ile tu wakigraduate unapua tu rungu. Rungu najua ni araya za kawaida. So they are taught on how to protect the masses. The interests, the powers that be. ama zenye wanapata, cause ile time napata like they on our side ni ile time tuna reach out kwa mfuko ya nyuma, that's when you become friends with them. But if you have nothing, if they need to protect you, they must be getting something from you. But sijiona karao mwenye ni very few mwenye unapata hati yako out of his way and then ana do the, you know, the patriot, the constitutional right thing to do for him, anasema okay, this is bloodshed, I can see this guy is protesting, he's unarmed. They fail to see that.
Yeah.
But for them, they would rather protect someone who's powerful because maybe anatafuta position baadaye. Atakuwa relocated to maybe traffic. Unajua mkubwa, unaona vile nilinyorosha huyu mse? Yeah? Yeah, nilikuona vizuri sana. Unajua hata karibu hata nini, karibu hata chafue windscreen. You know, they would die. Wanaweza jirusha in front of a high moving nini, a high speed moving politician vehicle rather than wakamondo wa escort raya to safety. Ama si they were supposed to, kama Kindiki alisema like niaje, you are supposed to accompany the protesters kama wata outline zile njia zenye
watapitia.
That was Kindiki 12 hours before Alia. The protest. Later what happened?
Walikuwa shoot mtu by 10 a.m.
By 10 a.m. walikuwa shoot mtu. Na hizo unapata, those are not like orders from. Of course they are orders from their bosses, but those are political orders. Si zenye ziko kwa nini ya constitution. So I think they fail to understand like what protection is.
Okay.
And maybe they don't see the connection. I think most people...
They fail. Kuna ka disconnect.
Most people
enter... But I basically don't... Sorry. Ni corruption too.
Most people enter the police force, I guess, to also escape poverty. So, of course, that self-preservation thing. The same reason why a lot of us didn't go to the streets initially.
Yeah.
Fear. It will take that... For police to actually have that change, it won't take one guy saying, I'm not going to shoot these guys. It needs to be a cultural shift. So I feel like this potentially is the beginning of that. I'm sure in the quiet corners, they're already talking differently. Perhaps seeing it as an opportunity to also change how things happen. But if that's a very, for now, the powers that be, that's a very dangerous idea. Because if the cops are to switch, it's over.
Because that's what ningo anta kuuliza, like according to nyinyi, if
which
idea, whether radical or very simple, do you think we can do where the police end up feeling that they are Kenyans, they are not just police, they are not there to protect the president, they are there to protect their citizens? That means that they put the national interest ahead of personal interest. Because if you look at these developed countries, that's normally the case. Like right now, president wa Korea, former president yuko jela. Kuzacheki, kuzalitrai kudusiju some corruption deal ya Samsung. That's that level. Like, national interest is supreme to personal interest. Where, what can we do ndio ama karawa jue, we are more important to them than Ruto. Ruto will retire after 10 years. We'll still be here. So, in South Africa?
No, I think
it can only happen the other way around. Because
once
such a movement takes effect, and let's say best case scenario, we end up with good governance. Dignify the police force. Give them good houses. Pay them well. So at some point, it's actually about the real meaning of what policing is. Protecting the citizenry as opposed to oppressing the citizenry. If a guy has a good home, good salary, health benefits, an actual trajectory to actually rise in the rank without corruption, tribal, nini, all of that, I can see a cop actually taking ownership. You'll see people aspiring to be police for good reason. Not so that they can escape poverty in the atibia. I want to become a cop so that I can collect bribes, you know. Someone but actually
wants to interrupt kidogo, because my counter argument would be, on Monday their salaries were increased, and that's why they beat us on Tuesday. Like, we were, you know, their salaries were increased on Monday.
Burukeng
walichapaga Burukeng waliambua jioni. So I feel like that endears them that endears them to the system more than to us.
No. Okay, you see, I'm talking about a very historical, deep cultural change. Of course, right now, as they're constituted, anyone, if you promise them chums, initially, of course, they're going to take you. They're just seeing the short-term short-term benefit.
Mm.
But now I'm talking about long-term, deeply changing our whole culture. Once, if we were to actually have like a government change, a shift in how leadership is happening, one of the first things I would do if I was the leader is to dignify the police force by way of the things I've talked about.
Mm.
That now, you can imagine 10 years of that. After 10 years of that, the police force will have a different outlook. It's not about collecting bribes. I can actually uphold the law knowing that I have a decent place I'm going home to. I'm not feeling like I need to take that 5 sock to shop for my household.
Yeah.
So it's more
Okay. Ian, Kitunza Du, change the Kenya police force. Am I there beyond redemption?
This is a journey that we need to walk together. Because sometimes also, you know, we misuse them. But maybe we just pay them to kukiuka tu law. So they might like following the law. Sisi, do not bribe them. Now I accept bribe.
Yeah.
I think it's just us from there. Like kama umenishika, like nimeenda, I pay my fine, I leave. Sindio. So and then now not them, unajua sasa akikuwa hivyo, they be like untouchable. Like if you just cause Rapture says, Usha isema, unaweza enda alafu honge karawa nini? Mama juu chwani. Tishika yu
nechwa. Yo ni jela.
Yo ni jela. So if you follow, if they allowed us, and if you also accepted to follow the law to the latter, if you are on the wrong side, maybe kama if it's a minor traffic offense, it's a ticket. Na unajua ukienda tu pale mbele, unajua charge sheet haita kuwa imechange. Unajua pale unaweza shikwa na overspeeding. Alafu, ukienda pale mbele, you are overspeeding, trying to get away with drugs.
Yeah.
So imechange. So like, if they followed their part and also accepted to do our part, I think we can start healing pole pole.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Rapture, what would you, nini kusisi? Is it proposition then you see radical? Yangu ni radical.
You guys, policy ya Makarao inafaa kuchange.
Yeah.
Because mimi kutoka ile time nilijuanga Makarao. Nilijuanga ule mbaya. Nilijuanga promoted.
Yeah.
Ule mbaya.
Yeah.
Ule mwenye unasikia, hui na chame uwa watu ngabi. Hui anaeza kwa koplo. Hame uwa watu ine sahi. Unapata hende anapandisho madara. Ule karao mwenye anapiga raya. Hii ndi anayekuwa. Juu. Yeah. And then akishaye kwa pale juu, ana force hizi raya ziko chini, yao makonstable, ZBFKE. Because ukikataa, sunajile kitu wagena happen. Ana kutoa tu kwa nini yake.
Transfer.
Ana kutransfer tu immediately.
Yeah.
So akisema muende mvunje raya, na muende mcollect do, mlete. Ni wote mna collect tu. Because hiyo ndio polisi ya Makarao. Kutoka ile time nilianza kushikwa Mudhaiga, Pangani, nilikuwa hata naambiwa na raya, ununu Karao mwenye amekuja juzi. Huyo atakuwa OCS. Because vile anavunja raya, anapiga mpaka wa mother. So kwa police force tu ya Kenya, ule msi anabehave hivo, anakuanga ameshimika kuliko karao mfiti. So, wale makarao wapoa kabisa, uneza wapata mahali kama Makueni, hizo maeria, mashinani mahali hakuna, you know, hakuna activities fracas. Mingi sana.
Hakuna corruption.
Hakuna corruption. So unaambua ngatu live kama utaki, wacha tukupeleke area enye. Watu wana pesa.
Because hiyo hako imeni nini, niki kuinterrupt kidogo, imeni pati ya idea. Like for example, these areas that are prone to a lot of protests, especially place kau Jakani, we should go the American way, where we look for local people to govern local nini. So like the police boss, wa place kaa Kisumu anafakuwa mjaka fulani. Alafu most of the cops hapo anafakuwa wajaka. You know why? The probability watapasuwa na vichwa, vila wengine upasuwa na vichwa will be less. Understand? Because there's a certain thing of I'll humanize you because you're my neighbor, I know you are. As opposed to hile, unapataga police boss wa Kisumu, ni mse, ametoka area ingine. So, haoni ya tuka ni humans. Anona tuneza, okay. So, siko ni miangaliwa ya ngola. So, but uoneza chenjaje Makarao sasa.
Are you guy mina wana, wale wenye wanadu poa, ndio wakue promoted. Okay. Wale wanadu poa. Because uki promote, for example, sasa mahali kama Langata, hiyo area hapo, ule karao mwenye anafanya poa, unajua, anamaliza kesi, kuna makarao anafanyaga poa, you guy. Kuna makarao nilikuwa anaenda hata kwa chief, unapata, you guy amecompile, anaenda kutini, you guy, akubaka na suti, hiyo nisige, yani ya kutini, you guy anakakaza, because na wengi walikuwa wayang, wengi zilikuwa raya ndogo, once ampiga miaka 5 kwa force
anabadilika,
ukutane naye once ampiga 5 years kwa force, hata utashindwa hii raya nini ile happen. Because alitoka kiganjo akijua kuna makara wengi sana kutoka kiganjo akitaka kufanya job. So mimi naona akianza kupromote tu na inaanza tu na president.
Because Ian, ume miss opportunity. Ule amesema makara upo, angesema makara upo, hana kesi ya ipoa. So mimi mine is very radical, yes. Kuna hiyo kitu rapture ameput kwa mind yangu. Hii nafikiri inaweza work with because me when I look at the police, the first thing that I start with is the way they treat innocent protesters. Si ndio?
Yeah.
So we need a policeman who's going to humanize us, not look at us as enemies. So nezaiba model fulani ya states lehiko na nimekia sense, but si jua makarao, but ina nimekia sense now in Africa specifically. US, the director of public prosecutions, we do a district attorney, yes? The district attorney is elected by the people. Understand? Try to imagine a situation whereby we elect the head of the police. So umsena jua the president does not put you there, it's the people who put you there. So now lazima ukuje kwetu, the first question tunakuuliza ni how are you going to handle protests? It needs to reach a level whereby should we have live bullets kwa protests? Like unajua, like inafaa kuwa it's only maybe two cops peke yake ndio kuna live bullets and they have to account for every bullet that they used, si ndio? Cuz ile crowd uliona jana uliona mtu yote hapo na deserve a bullet kweli? Hachiki. So I feel like Kenya, ule IG mwingine alikuwa anaitwa nani, ule alitolewa na Ruto ni wakaika Kome, do someone else,
nimesahau jina yake, ule
mtu, but you know they're indebted to the president. We need to get that out of the presidency. I don't know how, because I think shida ya Kenya ni everything is attached to the executive. So I know it's impossible, that's a very radical idea, but we need to reach a level whereby if it's not by the people, it's a board of wasekadha, and this board can push you out without presidential consent. Wanaweza sema niaje, Rex died, whatever died during this protest, 1, 2, 3 people died, you started using tear gas before it was necessary. These people were peaceful, they done nothing wrong, so mlitumia tear gas na bullets forever. But as long as these people answer to the president, because as I said, Jomo Kenyatta sikuwa siku zake, but he used to kill protesters, si ndio? Moi did that, ya Moi niliona, but sikuiona sana juu of course ya Moi hakukuwa na everyone didn't have a recording device. Ya Uhuru niliona, because Uhuru akianza kudedisha wasi tulikuwa tuko na Facebook, si ndio? Ya Ruto nimecheki, oh ya Kibaki pia tuliona. So we've seen all these people control the police and the police do anything that they want. So how do we stop that? How do we make the police know that, you know, send you to elect. The same way they elected this guy, they also elected you.
I think the beginning of change, again, this is hopeful thinking, is yesterday and what has been happening. Because in the next 10 years, if this change actually happens, the people who will be going to these training institutions to become police will have seen the culture shift. And probably the people who are running those places also would have changed. So I think it will take time. It's not something that can just happen at for people to actually take ownership of being a police officer and upholding, protecting the citizen, as opposed to just being a gun for hire being told what to do. So I think, again, I think yesterday we were understating how
important Tuesday protest.
Yes, it's going to actually affect so many parts of Kenyan society.
Yeah.
Including the police force.
Okay. Because I think if you are to ask me, the reason why Kenya is not at the level it needs to be is because of the police. Because the police will always be there to protect the corrupt. Because kama saizi, try and imagine vile tumefanya in kuts Zakayo akashuka kidogo, si ndio? Tukiambia Zakayo ni aje jo, Linturi needs to go. What's going to happen? They're going to use the police to stop us. You see? And this is the mistake, like we do, like when this person is selling this fake fertilizer ama nini, iwe pia kama karao inaku affect, like you need to know you are part of us, we are not your enemy. The enemy is the political class, unajua, and the political class are only an enemy because they know you stand between us and the people, unajua, between, unajua, like the politicians, between us and politicians kuna makarao. You think kuna kwa na hii ngoma kuzimusikiza ga hip hop bizra zinaitwa Dead Prez, zinakuwagana kuna album yake inaitwa Let's Get Free, and he had this sample where someone says the police become necessary in human society only when there's conflict between the haves and the have-nots. Acheki.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yesterday, the police saved the MPs. Acheivo?
Mm. Yeah.
Like yesterday, they'd have faced wangejua hawajui. Because for once, iyo shield ya makarao inawasaidiaga sana.
Iyo underground tunnel.
Yeah, jo. Moja li faint akiwa kwa hiyo tunnel.
Nilikuwa nasikia hata kuna siku kama ni parodi ama ni ukweli ni salasia. Alikuwa nasema mpaka kuna mmoja ilibidi amembeba jo. Alikuwa anaitisha maji.
Yes, well, faint.
Wakienda hiyo design. Lakini kukuzi hiyo point ulikuwa nasema. Sijui sheria za Kenya vile uwaga, but ile tunajua ni every time kuna crisis, kuna kikosi uformiwa. Kikosi ya makarao wabaya. Wale sasa murderers.
Kwe.
Unasikia? So au kulingana vile rumors zinakuanga awananga kuwagi chini ya kama IG.
Yeah.
So unazapata kama hii maandamano niko nasikia rumors kuna special something inatembea katikati inatembea katikati ya raya. And then now ndio wanaidentify shoot huyo.
Yeah.
So sijui kama hiyo kitu kwa constitution ya kuform vikundi. Ukisha form kikundi ya makarao ka 30. And then waingia hapo waanze ku identify auto shoot. So unajua hatutajua kama ni polisi ama si unajua.
Because kuna fakwa na rule pia. Kama una handle protest you have to be in police uniform.
Yeah.
Alafu pia I think it needs to reach a level whereby since hatuwezi afford body cams for the cops. Protest specifically kuna fakwa na some sort of records whereby there is someone who's also a cop amongst them that goes recording, like wase wawili. And if there is no footage, that person is responsible and end up jail. Kama if there is a murder, they go to jail for that. But of course, this is a mythical
Kenyan world. And if you're a person of interest, someone like you may have made advice, get an air tag. Just have it on your person at all times.
Air tag. Yeah, nini? Ndiyo kishikwa, wasa wana jua place huko.
It shows your live location all the time.
Yeah.
The people usually use them for luggage, but... The way things are moving right now, I think anyone with a voice, a platform, of course, time will tell. The days will proceed and we'll see what's going on. But that's not a far-fetched idea.
Yeah, to have an air tag. That's why I'm going to be a technology. Technology
is going to save us. Because
I'm going to have breaking news.
Okay, breaking news.
No, agrees to withdraw. Withdraw Finance Bill 2024.
Nani?
Ruto.
Si alikuwa tuko tushaisema kwani umechizi?
Yeah, like alikuwa amesema na return you not sign, but withdraw is it a different thing?
Oh, withdraw is like reject. You only breaking news on which
sasa
platform?
Sasa ameject ama?
Like he's live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's live by the time tuna record.
Oh. By the time.
But inakuwa the power of the people, digital wanking. Unachiki, muombe kaya say, Ian, unachanga bila ambiga say.
Yeah.
Masturbation is good for you. Sasa muona? David Ndia alisema sisi kukuzusha kwa internet ni kujack off. Jacking off works.
Akairada you guy because watu wanaweza mtoa hapo. Unajua wanaweza mtoa.
Okay, so this is good. This is good because in quotes Zakayo na Shuka. But now comes the interesting thing. Yesterday when I was, on Tuesday, nikiona the destruction that was happening in Kenya. Corruption in Kenya is so rife that when I saw protesters wakivunja windows na tables at parliament, I was thinking to myself, there's a Kenyan somewhere smiling. Because ninyi mnaona distraction, but yeye anaona tender.
Window of opportunity.
Yeah. Yes. Furniture.
Anaona tender. Yes. So according to Mimi, don't be surprised. So inasemekana that the CAS, upcoming, ama incoming CAS, and that's another thing we need to protest about. Millicent Omanga, you have a fat ass, keep it shaking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Uyo, inasemekana amepatiwa tender ya state house ya supply seats za a billion, si ndio? Mafanicha. Do you know who else is an incoming CS? Jaguar. So niko na enjoy ia naambia Jaguar alikuwa anaona hizo windows kivunjwa. Iko tu pale like, hii ni tender. Ashadungia Ruto iko like, hii tender ya ku supply windows za parliament ni. That's how they look at this
stuff. No, usishangae ukisikia kitu kama 2 billion.
What furniture is a billion? Hata kama ni
sina kuambia
parliament lazima zitakuwa billion na
kwenda. We waste public money. Like apart from the president saizi, wacheni nime digress, but we need to come back to a point. We need to talk about the office of the spouse and what. But this is how I was looking at it. So sijui view zenyu zikuaje, but me, when I saw all those things, like I saw parliament kivunjwa windows, I knew there's someone who's going to get that tender and it's going to be inflated. When I saw the tables being broken, there's someone who's going to get that tender and these people are going to be friends of the president. Unacheki. And that's how I look at these things. Like uko Embu wakichoma, they are smiling. Nyi mnafikiria tu wamejam, wamefurahi. Because this is the time, gari saba zilichomwa. This is the time to lease seven fleet, cars at a million shillings per week. That's how they look at this country. That's how they look. So, nyi mnaonaje?
Ni opportunity yao ya kuloot. And I'm also extreme nikifikiria about what the worst that could happen about this. Ni, of course, they over exaggerate the damage.
Yeah.
Na nikumusha chuo. Chuo kuna time tuli protest. Nishaikuwa kwa protest mob. So there's a student mwenye alitupa kiti moja tu. Because jamii used to love our schools, man. Atuko nataka. Atuko na haribu chuo. Atuko na haribu nje.
Yeah.
Streets. So tuliharibu tu kiti moja. And then every student was to come with 500 in damage. Those are like 230 kids. 500 each. Na check. So mi naona this is what is going to happen. I'm also scared na wale politicians wanajua they are not coming back. What will they do with CDF money?
But you guys are assuming, I feel like you're talking from the point of view that these protests have not worked.
See, they've worked. They've worked.
Let me finish my point around that. What I mean, the status quo cannot remain the same. You see, they've entered parliament and damaged stuff. There's no way if this protest is actually effective, that the same will just continue. At now, a tender for 4 billion to renovate will just fly.
What are you fanya chini ya maji? Like, unachiki vile walisema, there are things they are going to do. Mi sikudanganyi. Right now, ukienda ubonge na kina Sudi, akina Cheragei, they're happy because they're seeing tenders because they're the president's friends. Alafu unajua, we've let this happen for so long. Because ni kama Republicans in the US. Republicans in the US wakona trickle-down economics. Sindio? So this is how in Kenya we've been able to be fooled. Tumekuwa tukiambiwa, ejo, Eriko jo. Unajua Kalonzo akiiba, hiyo do ita trickle-down kwako. Unacheki. Alafu naambia Rapture jo, Ishongo akiiba, ita trickle-down kwako. Mwafrika, Obado akiiba, ita kutrickle-down. Alafu we've taken that bullshit. Obado has 1.8 billion. Buddha, iko wapi? Mimi ni mjaka, niko hapa jo. Like, you understand? Like, iko wapi? He's not shared with me. So,
we're bad.
We need, yeah, me bad. Niko zero bad.
Politics of the psyche.
Yeah, that's it. So, how do we move away from that? How do we make, so, as long as a few people, like even Majuzi, when I criticized, and this was very sad to see, but I expected it. Kwa time nime criticize, nime ka picha za Ruto, Murkomen, Sudi na Aaron Cheruiyot. I didn't do it because of tribe. I just did it because they were the ones who had seen with expensive stuff. So I just wanted to show how much we're spending on clothes and watches. And someone attacked me. Alafu alikuwa mse wa Rift Valley. Akani attack, akiniambia zileza, wewe uko na poverty mentality. And I remember looking at it, I'm there like, the only reason you're attacking me is because you think I'm attacking the tribe. I'm talking about these four people. Spending, like, yo picha niliweka, ilikuwa like 50 million just on clothes. In this country, like, even if you come from, let's take Rift Valley as a province. Eh? If the four of us had, tunatoka Rift Valley as a province, what would be more impactful? If the four of us took our 50 million and built a school, or the four of us spent the 50 million on clothing? Like, what's
provided uniforms for all schools in that area.
Mwacheki. So that's what we are trying to point out. But as long as people believe easy vitu hivyo, so maybe kitu neza saidia ni that ile time to come up na contract ya repairing parliament, it needs to be public. We need to know how much is being used to repair parliament.
You guys need 2 billion. Wacha ni kuambia tuna mapema. Ayezi kuwa less than 2 billion. Na itakuwa arifu wa Ruto. Na itakuwa arifu moja mwenye alipoteza mali zake. Suna sikia kuna baazi lichomwa, manyumba. Arifu tu mmoja ataenda ambia Ruto. Sasa, unajua mimi nimekusupport sana. Nimeenda hasara. Hiyo tenda nipewe. Juu because naona ngatu ni kama
tender wema.
Ni tender. Ni kama reward you guys. But kama Eriko kitu kifanyika na msaidia.
Yeah.
I'm more optimistic because I genuinely feel, even in as much as we've just seen live that this guy has ceded some ground. If that protest and the groundswell that's happening is as strong as I'm imagining it is.
Yeah.
I feel they'll tell him, Atakama, whether you've yielded some ground, we're still proceeding because the fight now is bigger than
just the finance bill. It's corruption and now.
If that actually is, ends up happening, this thing for tenders at the, you lost your club, so now let me placate you by giving you tender for parliament. I feel like those days are potentially behind us. If this movement is as strong as we hope it is, I think those days might be
behind us. Do you know how this movement will be as strong? If we let people like Akina Boni and Hanifa keep being our leaders, even without them coming out as leaders. Tukianza hiyo jinga ile na happen online, where we start fighting them, then the movement itakufa. Because unajua mse kama Boni, I've known him for always being in the front line. We mwenyewe umejua Boni for very long.
Hey Boni, mi kwanza hii for protest hii, nilimuona live. Unajua Boni alikuwa pale nje. Eri hata misi yezi enda yu. Unajua mi tiari nilikuwa kiwete. Kitu ya kwanza.
Spray ni mguu.
And then number two. Number two ilikuwa na katu. Yeah. Mtu wa slam. Mtu mwenye nikuwa kwa front line.
Kwanza hizi ngepa zako.
Sindiyo. Hizi ngepa. Kana wanazema. Tandika ule.
Ulikuwa na kaa gul.
Ule ndiye hizi kwa na wajili. Unajua naangalia gili rai hizi kwa na loo.
Yeah.
Ule anaonekana ametoa. Uya hita kwa na kiesi. Yuga ya unachapua moja.
Yeah.
And then raya kama, you know, families nakuja. Sana. After 2 days imeenda hivyo. But Boni mi namuheshimu sababu anakuwa gapale front line na amesaidia sana because ni raya waga ina stand up for
everything. Mwete kivila anafaitiwa, have you seen?
Nimecheki jo, lakini unajua hiyo ni lazima, hiyo ni lazima anafaatu pia ya understand kuna watu watamfight because kuna watu wenye wanaona uwezi fanya hivi free. Unajua kuna wakini wengi unaonaga uwezi fanya hiki tu bure. Ujamaa anajipeana hapo bure. Kuna watu wengi sana wanabelieve hivyo.
Kuzi hiyo nini, hiyo idea, kuzi hiyo ndio umeputia idea kwa mind yangu. Kuzi mimi kwa, mimi siwezi kudanganya, mimi this was my movement. Ilikuwa Occupy Parliament, Occupy Registration Center, Occupy Polling Station, sindio? But now because of you, I'm starting to think, Occupy because of that tender.
Yeah.
Occupy because of, because that now brings accountability. And it means that by the time tunafika 2026, politics itakuwa ni issues. Na itakuwa unatupatia some bullshit like wanta fanya hivi zi utaifanyaje, hii pesa itatoka wapi? Ju kama itatoka from taxes hatuna hiyo do.
Yeah.
Love, someone has to tell us all these corruption scandals, where did the money go? Hawezi niambia nini inaitwa Kimwarer 67 billion disappeared into thin air. How?
Of course they acquired something. Like if you have a yacht somewhere.
Yes.
Lakini kama for it ni kama IRS IRS ikijua like huko unalipa taxes ama umekuwa in fraud. They come for everything. Kabisa. Because si ati money evaporated. Si ati walipati nayo. Unajua kama walikunywa alafu wakaipisa ama wakaishonde. Then inaweza kuwa hard ku repossess, but I'm sure ilienda to acquiring land. Buildings, you know, ni vitu you can actually see the money where it is.
Na sasa hivi mali wa Kenya wako tumeanza hiyo kitu, by the way imenibamba sana. Tumeanza kujua properties za hawa watu ziko wapi.
Yeah.
Wajua watu wakishajua property,
yeah, yeah.
Kama nilikuwa na kushow vile nilikam Weston ilikuwa imezungukwa na masoja. Imezungukwa. Business za watu wangapi tawazikuwa zimezungukwa na masoja?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watu wengi wameinvest tao. Hakuna biashara ilikuwa imezungukwa na masoja. So once wa Kenya washajua mahali biz za hizi raya ziko, utapata baka protest that makes sense. Because kama for example Murkomen ako na business Langata, Ruto ako na business Ngong Road, Gashagu ako na business, unajua what have ku separate makarao wote. What have ku separate makarao wote because washajua protest, hizi protest za Kenya wanga ukijulikana yenu mtu wa corruption. Raya zinakam tu hapo Weston, sasa zina protest tu hizo area. Unajua tuki protest tu hapo bila kuguza kitu yako. Hata wale makastomu kuja kulala hapo, unajua wamekuja kujificha you guys. Sio ni wadosi. Wamewataka kelele. So utapata hizi bees zitaanza go down as in hizi biashara za ma, because niliona hiyo ilikuwa move fit sana. Hizi mabees za watu because this wote tunajua hii mall ni ya uja
na ni yake. Na ni yake jua taxpayers man. Si ati ni
doa. Si ati ni doa ametafuta. Kama hiyo super ilikuwa huko Nyeri. Hizo raya za huko zilikuwa zinaona huyu jamaa ametuibia kaanza super na tunampatianga pesa
Si mimi naambia
that. And it's a point where I think as a society and I blame us also, we had started idolizing
Yo.
Wealth and stolen money. Like we'd actually entertain. It's like we had become, we had Stockholm syndrome, we are in love with our captors. I think, may I believe genuinely, and I stand corrected, but I believe yesterday has changed a lot for the future.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the fact Zakayo Meshuka, Jeminishtua, because if there's someone with a big ego, it's Ruto. For Ruto to actually swallow his pride and be like, you know what? Kumkata, like I did a video, Ruto is never wrong. Because that's how he comes across. He comes across like, I can never make a mistake. When do you mjinga? Why can't I make mistake? So for him to actually admit that I may make mistake, because right now, inaonyesha like things, yes, 25th of June 2024 is historic. And apart from it being historic, we need to start also naming our heroes. Like I'm a boy, walidedishwa. Kuna watu wanawachukua kama watu wanawachukua kama like Mathegi. But this tuna need kujua all their names. The same way tunajua jina ya Rex na tunajua jina ya ule mwingine kwa nani? Ilikuwa Rex na Evans, yes? We need to know
David Chege ndiye alipigwa
hapo. Ama boy wote like David Chege. And it needs to reach a level where by there is the David Chege blah 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 blah. Unacheki? Cuz whatever they did, hiyo kutokea hapo, hiyo kuonyesha wase that this is bullshit. This is what stopped this bill. Otherwise these people are so arrogant. Unacheki? Like kwa insta stories zangu at niko nimeandika look at him mocking us niko na bonga jia Itumbi did a post on the day of the protest akiambia wase I've just talked to my MP and my MP said he's going to pass the bill. This is you mocking us. Like we are on the streets tukisema reject hii kitu lakini wewe una why are you mocking us?
Sabu,
so right now wakuje tuwaone like uko naongea
punishment you guy wakianza kupanishwa kama hii story niko sure 100% hiyo kwenda kwa maofisi za kina Ishongwa, hiyo ndio ilifanya iraya kateremka. Because sasa hizi raya zimejua the only time niko safe ni nikiwa na Ruto.
Parliament
once meetings. Nimetoka nimeenda Kikuyu napatana na watu wa Kikuyu wananiambia raya ya kawaida. Either utakuja kwa hii constituency ama utanini utatusikiza. Sasa kama umechoma CDF office na hiyo ndio ofisi yake. I think hizo raya ndo zimeambia Ruto sisi kule kwetu nyumbani kumeanza ku
and that fear is so deeply ingrained. If you can't see someone like Itumbi post that on the day of the protest, it's because he doesn't believe in the movement. He doesn't think it can work. That fear is so deeply ingrained. There are people I know who went to the protest. As they're protesting, even them, they are shocked by how the protest is. Because it's that strong of a movement. No one believes
in the big evil.
Historical fear.
Okay, but it's interesting because what I understand, like by the time we're doing this podcast is when then the news has come out, yes? So mtu asituambia, do you know Ruto has actually said that in his government, since I took over the government, there has never been a single case of extrajudicial killings. Like, isn't it a bit worthy? Like, how can you say that? You need like you're mocking us. Like, Rex.
That is being extra.
Rex was an extrajudicial killer that was captured. Evans, when someone targets your genitals at close range, that's extrajudicial. So the next step is watu wanafaa kuniniwa. Wanafaa ku okay.
So ni kama anasema wa makara
wenye aliduivo.
Anasema wa makara wenye aliduivo watachukuliwa hatua. Hiyo ndo statement yake inamaanisha hivyo. Because extrajudicial inamaanisha ga karao alikosea. Alikuwa kabla hujapitia process.
So Okay. So acha tungoje tuone, but this has been interesting because Saizi amesema I approve the austerity measures for both the presidency and the executive arm of the government. Yes. This is the bullshit when you tell us you want to repair state house for 1 billion shillings every year. Nini wewe mnatengeneza state house? Alafu even before the tender comes out, tayari Millicent Omanga yuko na Range Rover ya 2024. Alafu she's there dancing next to it at God gave her. Which God is this?
Kwanza hiyo like, video ilikuwa ina trend. Kwanza jana huyo nini Omanga jana nilikuwa siku ya protest jana ndo aliingiza baridi kabisa because kuna raia zilianza kuuliza ziko wapi hizo marenji unajua ukishasikia watu zaidi ya 5 wanauliza ziko wapi hizo range mali ana dance sasa imekuwa serious you guy imekuwa serious mpaka kupost hizo vitu zao I don't think wataweza kujizuia because unajua ni raya wanakaa tu mafala wanakaa zile raya uiba and then so jo wale waizi uiba like milioni and then wanaenda home kwao wanaanza kukatia mademu wote wakiwa bayate hii wanakaa hizo tabia
but kitu moja jo kwa sisi sasa hizi sina mabuda and but let's give credit to a few people like what dem anaitwa Hanifa I've never met her but big up kuna dem mwingine ule she's being attacked by people but to me this kid she did so much for the movement au mkiti anaitwa Anini.
Anini, yeah, ule wa TikTok.
She did so much for the movement. Yes. Unajua post yake ati Agwambo don't come. Mm. We are, that was a rallying call for a lot of people. A lot of people like, shit, udem yuko kwa streets. Why the fuck am I in the house? Mm. So for people to eventually, wamjamie juu wamesema kuna fuck for me wa party, it's because that's the next movement. This is a political movement. So it's either there's going to be a party, ama these big parties have to know that they have to have a youth wing. And this youth wing, sizile za kitambo, it's the people who come up with policy. They are people who make sure that nominations have zero corruption. Najua hivyo?
Yeah.
Like, because upon nominations inakuaga hivyo. Like, where saizi? Ukienda against Sudi. Mm. Unajua ushindi?
Awezi.
Because Sudi ni best ya president.
Yeah, yeah.
And that needs to stop. Inafaa kwa hiyo nini. So, and kwa nataka kusema kuna wa nini, alafu kuna mimi, of course, number one, mwaga number one supporter wa Boni.
Same.
Whatever Boni does. Ajinga usema kati Boni analipwa. Wacho ushoga. Alafu tuende kwa Twitter. Crazy Nairobian, Osama Otero, like that ile inaitwa nini, ile space Osama Otero did, that thing will go down in history,
legendary.
Legendary. And those are the people pushing a movement. So siku moja ukikuja kuniambia Osama Otero has been paid, ama crazy, we talk hapa, peleka ujinga yako mbali. Gabriel Oguda, phrases zake, because they will not believe. The fear is gone. That all cause
we'll
of
be there. Yeah.
These are iconic. We have to look at politics from a different way. We've always classified political leaders as these assholes who stand in front of people. These guys are also political leaders in their own way, because what they were involved in was politics. But sasa shida, we've demonized politics so much that if you call Gabriel Oguda a political leader, ye mwenyewe atakuwa the first kusema, no, I'm not a political leader, because we've
associated politics with
Osama Otero. This is politics.
This, and that's leadership.
These guys have played a role in hii kitu. Nakumbuka nani vile Murkomen aliingia pale kwa space.
Hey.
Niko like anambo, hey, shut up. Like, this is.
And they've removed that fake African political correctness that we have. About, you know, we've always kissed us to the generations above us. Yeah. Even sometimes when they're talking utter nonsense. These guys, by dropping F-bombs to political leaders live, it has changed the game forever. When Boniface did that press conference and then he ends it with F the president, as in that is historical in itself.
Alafu mtu anakuambia, he's been paid. Alafu you yourself unatumia brain yako, unasema this guy has been paid.
Would
Ruto pay you to insult him?
You guy, isn't Reyes jaingi ya streets? Mtu yote mwaje ajai anda kwa street, ata sema umelipwa.
Alafu, a big shout out to the media. And the first person enda kushout out kwa media, Cyprian Yakundi. Jana, tuko kwa protest on Tuesday. Mi Rapture, Robo Ian, Robo, anini, Rapture tells me, parliament has been whatever. Sindo? Wame breach parliament. Do you know what I asked Rapture? Cyprian ame post.
Yeah. Has he tweeted?
That's how much he's become
legitimate.
Legitimate. Una cheki. Apart from Cyprian, unani for showing this to the world. Anaitua?
Larry, yes.
Like this, ii kitu jo, to me it's been a beautiful, I'm starting to feel like you, man. I'm starting to feel like change is coming.
Change is coming.
The more I talk, the more I'm like, change is coming.
Kuna video moja ni mwona ameweka. Hiyo video ili bamba mbaya.
Hiyo
video alikuwa nasome ya makarao. Anawambia, awana silaha, hapo njia bunge. Alisaidia sana. Onge huo watu wengi.
Yeah.
Lijitokeza, akatokea hapo mbele na hiyo raya CNN. Akaanza kuambia wacheni kushoot. Ah, vijana hawana. Hawana sila juu Mambanga nikawa alikuwa ameamua.
Yeah.
Ile sasa kuachilia. Larry John ni raya ya nguvu jo. Na wajasema mgeoni ni ya CNN, hiyo press. Hiyo blue.
Then nani tena alikuwa abducted? They abducted Dr. Austin Omondi. Juu alikuwa anafanya. Billy. Japrado alikuwa anafanya nini? Alikuwa anafanya whatever. Billy ni crazy Nairobian, eh?
Okay.
Yes. Who else do we need to shout out? Kuna msia anaitwa Dray Mwangi.
Yeah.
Khalif Cairo. Like, aliingia parliament. Sisi tulisikia parliament imebreachiwa. Nikambia tu after live jo tutoke tao.
Like, we felt breached.
Ni Khalif Cairo.
You guy, lakini mimi mgundu iliniangusha.
Khalif Cairo.
Mimi nataka kwenda
hiyo statue ya Nyato.
Khalif Cairo, me on a personal level, it challenged me. It challenged how I view the powers that be.
Yeah.
Cuz he's doing well for himself. He didn't give a damn. He rallied with his generation side by side, front lines, man. That respect.
Yeah. Okay. So na check yata nini? Boni is still, he's still continuing. Continuing. The arrogance is gone, but the lies are still there. The government sold fake, our parents fake fertilizer. Yesterday they unleashed goons and police to kill peaceful protesters. This will not stop us. See you tomorrow at the 1 million people march. He can't kill us all. So right now is the time that Ruto needs to think about it. You've conceded ya kwanza. If tomorrow you let the police, on Thursday you let the police just take people around without violence, you'll have won. You'll gain some political points from people who'd alikuwa amekuacha kabisa. Unajua? So this is the point to just, let's try it out.
Yield.
Let's try it out for once tusipige protesters. For once tusitumia nini. Tukue very respectful. I'll have to be a protesters. If someone starts nini chaos, hand them over to the police. Because you see, that's what we were doing with thieves.
It happened yesterday, so, apparently. Yes. Guys were being handed over. You still...
kulikuwa na hizo story waizi wanaiba wanapatiana kwa makara au makara pia wataki story ya waizi because unajua hawezi mpeleka station
so for
the news that is coming in while you're recording I think me I saw bloodshed but it all lies with Ruto now.
Because
the fact that okay, yeah, ameshuka lakini watu bado wamepanda.
Yeah, watu bado wamepanda.
Yeah,
so watch out, shout out.
Also, like, yeah.
Shout out wase kadhaa. Kuna Dre Mwangi pia alikuwa taken by the police, abducted. Kuna msanii wa Franje, kuna Shad Halif. All these ones had been abducted. I think Shad was released. And so this is a new form of whatever, and we've actually learned. The Mwambega say the minute that you stop learning is the minute that you die. Acheki. And I'm the sort of person who's always said that I don't think Kenya will change. Even if we awaken in the year 3000, at this rate, Kenya will change.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a very different Kenya in 20 years. If we make this normal, if we make this, if you're corrupt, you fuck off. Like, saizi, Ruto anafakuliza tu Linturi. Enda wambia ase, you've discovered that your grandmother needs to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's time to... anza kutoa ase. Unajua?
Yeah.
Anza kutoa ase wale where there's a baggage. I don't think Linturi losing his job would lose him the Meru vote. But saizi pia jue, we are not just thinking tribally. So why the fuck do you have Linturi?
Yeah.
We are not thinking just tribally. So why the fuck do you have
Moses Kuria? Saizi, itakuwa ngumu sana Ruto kutoa wasapere. Because usawa kuna tension moja ijuani. Because wasapere wengi ni kama...
Mreplace na msapere.
Anajitoa you
guys. Mreplace na msapere. So unajua, if you feel that people will feel like nini, anza na wakale. Anza tuna the people around you. Me, that's what kitu moja Musa maga. Like if I was a political leader in this country and the way it's tribal, nikiingia tu pale politics. Leo na hapa ya kwamba, kutoka leo nitakuwa nini? Nikishaeka tu, nikishaeka Bible tin. But the next thing niuliza, Obado chandikanye. Obado yuko wapi? Unacheki? I'll start with my people. Alafu tukisha recover 1.8 billion from Obado, naenda commission project Migori ya 1.8 billion.
Unaanza
kuona.
Hata unaweza iname jina.
Yeah, unaanza kuiona. Unacheki? Unaanza kuiona.
Money like, back
from that.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel these things can be changed, but a big up to Kenyans. Jana niko nimepost that I was so proud to be Kenyan. Like just seeing how we came out in the streets. Like I remember usiku nilikuwa nasikizaga, I listen to a lot of reggae music. Hata kitu moja, maybe tukienda kumalizia mtaniambia, your soundtrack for the revolution imekuwa nini. So yesterday nilikuwa nasikiza a lot of Dennis Brown. Hata nilikuwa nachezea Ian. Kuna ingoma inaitwa Revolution. Do you know what it takes to have a revolution? Yeah. Like that shit was hitting me. Yani ushaona gangoma, you're walking down the streets of Nairobi, and the song is just playing in your head. Alafu Bob Marley, Natural Mystic, kuna ule dem alikuwa naenda round kwa nduthi, kama shikilia tumbo.
Na kabol.
Kabol. Yota hini kuna tu Natural Mystic ya Bob Marley. Unachiki. So there is that. Like, damn man, I'm proud to be Kenyan. Wasona juwa kabile mponga shit juwa Kenya. But for once...
It's because you felt the hope.
Huh? Yes, I felt the hope.
Yeah.
So, nini? Ngoba mko mnasikiza?
Ami ilikuwa Chesedek. Fight you guy. Ilikuwa ina trend.
Chikina demi yako alicheza.
People will fight you guy. You guy baka kuna ndaye.
Saja demu gani? Aziad alikuwa meisetu.
You guy kwanza Aziad limuona akiwa na tights.
Yeah.
Baka nika comment. Where were you, baby? I was looking for you, baby. Aku like your comment. I like his zingine zote ya karuka. So nilikuwa nataka niruke inbox ni mwambie, this way you want me.
Alafu next you can expect some rock music jo. Tuambie jo. Rico jo. What have you been listening to? What's your soundtrack for the revolution?
There's two. There's a song, I forget the name, with Damian and Nas. Forget the name.
Oh, okay, okay.
And there's
what's the patience?
Patience. That one. Yeah, I just like, really I like the vibe about it.
Yeah.
And of course, this British lady, what's her name? I forget the name.
Yeah.
But her song is called Revolution.
Yeah.
She used to perform it in the UK.
Anani, Anitua?
Yes.
Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
She's not American?
Oh, she's American.
She's American.
That she's one. American. Yes. And I also thought she was British. Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Alafu, pia a big shout out to another ngoma. Tujiangalie.
Yeah. That was my track.
Yeah.
Tuko prepared.
On most posts.
Tuko shuta tunajibizana. Watu walikuwa kwa stress.
Leo mpaka Biana aliweka video sasa
kipiga
kera. The revolution. So, ni tujiangalie
na gani? Tujiangalie na ah, who feels it knows it.
Yeah. Because we were feeling it.
Right.
So, reggae like okay. Kuna there's a certain song ile museti sana hata vile niliseti picture yangu nikiwa solo that
yeah.
picture I think yeah no ndio ulipiga thank you for that
market, yeah.
Niliweka ngoma msanii to brother Ali inaitwa Freedom and Free just Freedom and Free terere because it's a very sad song na inakuonyesha nga Freedom and Free like we've gotten this because of David Chege. Acheki. You imagine David Chege will live with a lot of us for a very long time. And that's why nasema we should never forget these people. And these are the people that even after this, there needs to be a commission on these killings. And this commission needs to be headed by a civilian. And the head of the police needs to resign. Acheki. So I agree with Boni. We are not done. This became this chaotic cause of the police. All this violence was cause of the police. And now if the police start getting consequences on their level, maybe wataacha ku protect the executive at this level. Unajua vile wamekuwa ki protect the executive so much. Because this is not even about the legislature. It's just about the executive and the status quo. But I think we are happy, man. It's been a good week.
It's been good. It's been good.
Zakayo sasa ile kitu yenye ajue, ile time shetani atamdanganya ati ajaribu ku kufanya kitu yenye atudai. You guys tuna occupy jo. mimi hata unajua sana nilikuwa nafikiria kubai njumu.
It's a protest.
It's a protest.
I gotta say something before we go. You know you guys are together every day. It's been a pleasure, man. First of all, meeting Rapture in the flesh.
The flesh.
Taller than I thought, I must say.
He's the tallest amongst us.
Yes, funny guy in real life as well, man. It's been a pleasure. I told you guys I'm a fan as well. So I listen to you guys all the damn time. So it's been an honor being here. I feel like I'm part of the movement.
Yeah.
Also check out every other time with Eric on YouTube. That's my channel.
Eotwe.
Hashtag Eotwe.
Eotwe. Like wife alikuwa on CTM. But I was like he told me we can't talk about it. Wife alikuwa ananiambia like vile ulibonga juu ya
addiction.
So my wife was there like, "Oh, it was so touching." So yeah, I have to feel jealous. I'll just be honest with you. Unataka bibi yako asifu another. Mpaka niko hapa naambia wife jo, aliniambia we can't go there.
It took me to gather the courage to be able to talk about my story like that. So that was the first time. Even when I did it, I had apprehension. But the outcome has vindicated me. There are so many people from all sides of the struggle who've reached out to tell me now I understand the thing. From the addict to the family.
Bachani ku interrupt brings a very big good thing. He struggled with addiction. He struggled with addiction. He have a podcast. He has a podcast. Man, it could do cross.
I'm all about the cross pollination.
Do cross.
Ina handle hizo story by the
way. I'd love to.
Stress addiction. Ndakuita mzee, nimebonga.
Na pia wewe uende.
Nimebonga na raya kadhaa. Kuna raya ziko na
kuna
rehab. Kuna watu kadhaa nimebonga nao wako na rehab wanashughulika na hiyo story.
I'd happily do it, man.
So naweza kama tubonge hiyo story manzee.
Alafu pia uende. Unasema cross-pollinate?
Yes, you come.
Yeah, ni come pia
tupigie. Baki mcheck ni aje.
Because ni menace kwa mayutu. Nikibonga kuhusu mayutu wangu wa Eastlando.
Alafu kikuja, Eriko, msaki kuja nini? Haras tu na kilami. Hira yoga na kilami. Waga imeficha tu. Najifanisha gati. Kila kucheki. Wanaga Twitter. Twitter yoga ya
bar.
There is no one bright in this family.
Are you worried about?
Hata kuna, amesema kuna Subaru.
Yuga yona jani mekwa nikifuatwa. Hata jana nikam protest nguare. Niliona ka Subaru kingine ka white. Unajua mimi nakuanga rada sana because mimi ni mtu wa mtaa. So vile niliona akanapiga hazard nikaona hebu acha nitembee haraka haraka. Juma karao anakuanga hivyo, wakiona unatembea haraka haraka wana speed, wakiona una slow wanatulia. And then sana nikaenda side ya right. Because ukiwa side ya right hakuna vile wanaweza. Lazima watakam the other side kama wanataka kukugrab, because ukiwa side ya left unajua watakufikia tu ufungue mlango. You guys kusimama, juu nilitembea alafu nikasimama. You guys liona hazards zinakuja saidi yangu juu. Niliingia kwa chuo maraka. Niko na kame speed. Alafu leo pia nimekaona kwa nje ya nyumba yangu kwa mlango tu. So nimetoka na kijana nikamwambia, "Hebu kwanza niangalie kama ile ndai iko na watu." Akachungulia akaniambia, "Ile ndai iko na watu." Nikamwambia nenda kwa ile nduthi juu. Nikatoka kijiko. Sasa niko wanataka kuni grab kama uguda.
Yes, because kusimbisa kuku mention, like he come to Twitter revolution mekua in the forefront.
Ni kama wanataka kuni grab is, you guys. Which is a beautiful thing. But mi nawaambia tu, in case, mi si leader wa kitu yoyote, ili tunaongoza tu ni kivuli yangu kwa hivyo.
Yeah, yeah.
Kama mko na nia, mkae mkijua hakuna mtu naongo.
Hashtag AirTag, man.
Yeah, yeah, rapture, it's same to nini hicho. But vile tumeambia Sejo, we are proud of you as Kenyans, and si wenyewe tutaendelea kuifight through our podcast spaces, just talking about bad governance and absolutely hoping for good governance, ndio?
Yeah.
Yeah, so imekuwa ni episode 235. 325.
Yeah.
Imekuwa ni episode 325 kama kawaida, vile susemaga like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Zakayo ameshuka, so tunamalizia tukisema ekonene.
Ekonene.